And welcome in to the Tuesday edition of Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063 The Game, brought to you by Chuck McDowell and Medical House Calls, Middle Tennessee's best medical care in the comfort and safety of your own home. For more information, go to medicalhousecalls.com. Medical House Calls, where the nearest clinic is your home. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keys are here with you on this Tuesday morning. Hope everybody is doing well. Joe Rex Road, good morning. How are you?
Well, let's see. The Preds have gone hot and cold and hot. And the Titans have hired a new coach. And, you know, we're moving well into 2024. And I'm still doing this show from my mom's basement. So I swear I'll come in one of these days. Tomorrow, man. I swear.
Rex Road's still trapped. Don't say it if you don't mean it.
No, I mean, the thing is, I look out there and it's like, I think I probably could have made it today. But the we got some, you know, goats and chickens roads here, man, that are like they are the last things to melt. So I don't know.
It's the thought.
How are you guys?
We're doing,
yeah, exactly.
We're doing well. Nick Keyser, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. But Joe, at least you've had time to grow out your playoff beard. I guess that's something.
Mm. Well, yeah, it's my sick of my double chin goatee. Problem is, you know, the connecting line on one side never comes in, and it's not happening. Maybe when I get to like 70, I'll be able to actually have a full adult's goatee. That'd be great.
Yeah, it'll be all white for you then by that point.
Oh wow, jeez, coming off top rope.
It's probably true.
That's okay.
If I'm alive, then yes,
you will be alive, Joe.
We got a whole lot to get to on the program
called
today.
Shot.
It appears, yes, called shot. Call your shot Tuesday. It appears that the Titans have found their next head football coach. According to multiple reports, the plan is to hire Brian Callahan, offensive coordinator from the Cincinnati Bengals. We have talked a lot over the past week and a half about Brian Callahan and his candidacy for this job. We'll have Caroline Fenton joining us at 7 o'clock and Paul Daner Jr. from The Athletic at 8 o'clock, who covers the Bengals, to get his perspective on the Brian Callahan hiring as well. So, Joe, nothing official yet as of, from the team or anything like that, but it looks like the plan is for Brian Callahan to be hired and that he will be the next head football coach for the Tennessee Titans. That coming out last night around, 6:15. We were blessed and graced last night, Joe, with the presence of John Glennon and Gentry Estes at the hockey game. And before warm-ups concluded, both of them were out the door. They were gone. with the hiring of Brian Callahan being announced. Joe, your thoughts, your initial reaction to Callahan being the guy for the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, and he's confirmed as hiring.
Correct.
I think, you know, there's like HR stuff, you know, I assume. And sometimes you got to cross some T's and dot some I's before you can make an announcement and go through all the HR stuff. So I would think that would come today. Will a presser happen today? I don't know. Today or probably tomorrow, you know, one of the two. But look, I mean, I think what did I list as my top three? Was he my number one?
I believe that he was.
Yeah. So there you go. I guess I like it then, huh? No, I do like it. I think it's a good hire. Look, I mean, nothing is a guarantee hire. But as you look more into this guy, you know, and we're, like you said, we're going to have Paul on. I mean, Paul knows him as well as anyone and covered him all 5 years. He was there with Cincinnati, and he's a huge believer in, you know, him as an overall coach, person, all that stuff, but also as a real key to the Bengals' success. It's an interesting thing. Actually, there's a quote and thing that Paul wrote today that's, I think, really interesting from Zach Taylor about the whole play calling thing. But, you know, Zach Taylor is a play caller, and that is the one knock on Callahan is, you know, calling the plays. Now, another thing, we don't know for sure. I think people assume Callahan is going to be the play calling head coach. He probably will be, but we don't know that for sure.
Sure.
But look, I think it's a good move. I think it makes sense. He's worked with a lot of good quarterbacks going back to when he was a young guy working with Peyton Manning. He got Peyton Manning's seal of approval, you know, Matthew Stafford with the Lions, Derek Carr. And of course now Joe Burrow, he wasn't the QB coach, you know, that's Brian Pitcher, who will probably elevate to OC there, but he's this is the way of the league. This is the way things are going. And I was trying to last night as I'm writing a column for The Athletic about this. We really need to go through all the different offensive, you know, hot shot hires, and all of them related to McVay and Shanahan have had at least pretty good success in recent years. Now, you know, Kingsbury would be a fail. Arthur Smith is a fail that just happened.
Yep.
Right. And then I threw in Josh McDaniels because he's still young, but it's just like, he almost doesn't belong in that category. But I mean, that's technically right. I mean, he's an example of a guy whose offense was great when he had Tom Brady, and he keeps getting head coaching jobs and doesn't work out. But the Shanahan McVay guys and Callahan is an extension from Zach Taylor. They've been working out, and this team's about Will Levis. So to me, this is the right way to go. And I my big question was, are the Titans going to lose out to somebody else with him? So good on them for not letting him leave the building yesterday.
Well, I think the Titans deserve credit from this standpoint, and we'll see if it works out, if they've made the right move, and that's going to be something that time moving forward will determine. But it's pretty clear to me, Joe, based on the way that this has all gone down, that they identified Brian Callahan as the guy they wanted pretty quickly. And you piece together the interviews that took place. You know, we talked about the David Shaw interview. You know, at one point yesterday, Thomas Brown was scheduled to come in for a second interview. You had Dan Quinn apparently scheduled to come in for a second interview as well. And you thought, okay, well, that's interesting. What they about to go hire Dan Quinn? What's going on here with the Titans? But it's pretty clear, you know, Brian Callahan, we talked about it last week. They had identified him, wanted him to come in as a second interview, and they started putting things in motion to get that to happen. And I credit the Titans for that. They identified exactly who they wanted, and they've gone out and they've gotten that done. Again, we'll see whether or not that's the right move, but there was at least some, I guess, some decisiveness that you can feel good about if you're a Titans fan there. Now, on the flip side, I had some people last night at the game talking about, like, well, why wouldn't you – what's the harm in waiting for a Mike McDonald or for an Aaron Glenn, or why would Ben Johnson not talk to the Titans? All these other things, but it seems pretty clear that the Titans wanted Brian Callahan, and now they got him.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the sweet spot of – we've talked about offense versus defensive guy. Either of those guys might end up being great head coaches. Glenn McDonald, without question. But I prefer going the route of the offensive guy. You know, I just think especially for where this team is now, especially with Levis going to second year, you don't want him. You don't know what he's going to be. You don't know how good he's going to be. You know, you want to find that out. Best way to find that out is to not have more upheaval.
Yeah.
So now look, Titans have a big turnaround next year, and everything looks good, and they fix the offensive line enough and all that stuff, and Levis flourishes, then whoever their OC is might get plucked away. But you have Callahan as the foundation. He's the guy who, again, he grew up in this league being a quarterback guy, and it's going to be his offense. So you're going to have that for Levis. And that's what, you know, like Dan Campbell, great story with the Lions, has done a heck of a job. They're in the NFC title game. He's about to lose Ben Johnson. And then I don't know. I mean, Ben Johnson kind of created his own offense there with a combination of influences. And so he's just got to go hire a totally new OC. I mean, sometimes you have the elevation plan. That's what every team wants to get. Like the Bengals hope pitcher works out. You know, he can step right in. But it doesn't always work out that way. So that's why I think this was better than a defensive coach. And then Ben Johnson, I mean, it seems like he just wasn't interested in the Titans.
It does.
You know? So, okay. Hey, I mean, he's the hottest candidate out there. I mean, he's the guy who has been calling these plays, has completely flipped around an offense. And he's going to get paid ridiculous money by, you know, the Commanders or the Panthers probably to be the head coach. So it happens. But you got this guy who, to me, was kind of a combination of maybe a little more realistic. But again, I also like him better, and that's the reason I said out front I liked him better than Ben Johnson, because this is the scheme that Will Levis knows. And I think that's a big deal. And then, of course, the OC hire here is going to be very interesting.
Well, just some background on Brian Callahan. So his NFL career gets started in 2010 in terms of the coaching part of it, with being an assistant with the Broncos. And like you said, that he was with the Broncos until 2015. So, you know, Peyton Manning coming in there, the offensive assistant. And Peyton Manning has spoken glowingly about Brian Callahan in the past. Moved to being quarterback's coach with the Detroit Lions for a couple of years. Then quarterback's coach with the Oakland Raiders. At the time, they were still the Oakland Raiders. And ever since then, has been the Bengals offensive coordinator starting in 2019. So he got the offensive coordinator job at the age of 35. He's 39 now. He'll be 40 coming up, I believe, in June. So you're talking about still a relatively young guy, but a guy, Joe, that has been around the league for a pretty good length of time now since 2010. And then, obviously, there's the connection with his father, Bill, as well, which we'll get to more on that here in just a few minutes. But you know, a young guy, but a guy that's got pretty good experience in terms of his NFL career to this point.
Right. And you know, that's the thing. When Zach Taylor was hired, you know, we talk about it's always worked out, right? That was the height of, remember, that was the Super Bowl year. So the Rams made the Super Bowl, Jared Goff. You know, really exciting. I think wasn't that the team? Was that the year that they, like, Kansas City and the Rams had like a 54-51 game?
I believe it was. Yeah,
Mahomes and God, ridiculous. They make the Super Bowl, and Sean McVay, who of course got that job at 30, he couldn't have been. If you ever passed him in an elevator, you would at least get like a comms job in the NFL, right?
Yes.
And so Zach Taylor, 1 year as his QB coach, and he gets the Bengals job at 35. And I mean, a lot of people in the league are like, dude, what? Calm down, everybody. Well, been pretty freaking good. And Callahan, you know, is a guy, a lot of people credit him, you know, for getting Callahan from the Raiders and bringing him over to be his OC. And it's been a great partnership. So, and of course, like you said, I mean, Callahan, we'll talk about Bill Callahan, because I think that's a big issue we've been talking about that I think is about to be solved for the Titans too. In terms of Bill's one of the best offensive line coaches in football, college and pro, of the last 30 plus years. But Brian, so, you know, Brian has the living the life of football, obviously, with his dad, but his own personal experience. And it goes back to, you know, Gary Kubiak was the Broncos coach. Gary Kubiak is a Mike Shanahan guy. So this goes back to the very roots of the new West Coast offense that Mike Shanahan gets credit for. So that's where Brian Callahan was rooted, with Peyton Manning, you know, for part of that time as well. So that's a pretty good pedigree.
So Brian Callahan set to become the sixth coach in the history of the Tennessee Titans. We'll take your thoughts on the hire. What do you make of that hire by the Titans? What do you make of Brian Callahan and his qualifications to be the next coach? More on that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. The Titans set to hire Brian Callahan to be the sixth head coach in Titans history. I believe the 20th head coach overall in franchise history. Taking your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Joe, we've gone through the background with Brian Callahan. We have a lot of people on the text line asking about Bill Callahan. So Bill Callahan, obviously, if you're a Titans fan going back from long enough, you'll remember Bill Callahan taking over for John Gruden as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders and beating the Titans in the AFC title game way back in 2002. And obviously he went on to the Super Bowl that year. They lost to John Gruden in the Tampa Bay Bucks. So that's how far back Bill Callahan goes in terms of the head coaching part of it. He's been around the league for a long time. He's offensive line coach now in Cleveland. He is under contract, which is interesting about this, Joe. I do wonder, with his son getting a head coaching job, whether or not Cleveland kind of lets him go out of that contract. Sometimes you see things like that happen. But what do you make of the Bill Callahan part of this? And could that be the solution maybe to the Titans' offensive line in terms of the coaching part of it that they've been needing for a while here.
This is going to be the ultimate test of Titans Twitter because, you know, the last head coach, Mike Vrabel, hired different people, people he worked with and stuff. And so if anything goes bad, it's like, and Vrabel hiring his buddies.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be this kid hires his dad and these guys give up 5 sacks. I mean, it's going to be amazing. But, yeah, I think it's a – this is actually a situation where someone can hire a family member in a professional sports situation, and it's actually a hell of a hire, you know?
Yeah.
So I do think it'll happen. I don't think the Browns will – and there's been some reporting. Mary Kay Cabot, who covered the Browns forever, wrote a piece last night that makes it sound like I think the Browns will let him go, but it may be like – sometimes situations like that, like Chris Harris came here, right, from Washington, and it was like pass game coordinator defensive side or whatever the heck the title was. So maybe it's a souped-up title along with O-line coach. Maybe, I mean, you know, I don't think it's a bad idea to have him as like assistant head coach. This guy's been a head coach in the NFL. Like you said, he's been to the Super Bowl as a head coach. He's been a college head coach too. People in Nebraska back in 2003 were not happy to see that West Coast offense. They did not like that West Coast offense, but, I think it totally makes sense. I'm trying to think of father son combos in this league. You know, in terms of like head coach and coordinator or head coach and position coach. I mean, obviously like, I don't know. Did Buddy Ryan's kids, either of them, work for him at any point?
Well, I don't know. I can tell you the first thing I thought of when you started talking was Lane and Monty Kiffin at the University of Tennessee, where they would give up a big play. And this was like maybe in the very earliest days, but certainly I was not on it, of Vol Twitter. But I remember some of my friends just being like, that Lane Kiffin hiring his ancient father to be the defensive coordinator out there. Why can't he just go hire somebody normal? And that's the first thing I thought of when you started talking about Bill Kelly coming in as Titans offensive line coach.
That is a fantastic example. That's a fantastic example. Yeah. You know, so it's like, so get ready. You know, if this offensive line isn't perfect, there's going to be people that are going to be pointing out that his dad is here. But yeah, I think he will be here. I think it'd be a great hire. Again, Bill Callahan, for all his resume, to me, you think about he went with Barry Alvarez to Wisconsin in 1990. Wisconsin at that point was as bad a football – Wisconsin at that point was Vanderbilt right now, an absolute joke of a football program. Like, they went like 2-9 every year, and he set the foundation for dominant offensive line play. It's still their brand.
Yeah.
Like, they've been through all these different coaches since then, and it's still like what you think about when you think about Wisconsin is dominating offensive line play. They still send dudes to the pros left and right, and that's like he started that. So I'm fascinated by that. I think that's so cool. But he's really good. I mean, look, he's really good with Cleveland. That's his wheelhouse, coaching offensive line. So if the Titans have that figured out and taken care of, and certainly here's another thing, you know, sometimes people, you know, look at someone's age. We just talked about how I'll look when I'm 70. It should be a real pretty sight. You know, I mean, Bill Callahan is 67 years old.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody should have any concerns about him like playing out the string or whatever if he's trying to help his son be a successful head coach in the NFL, right? I'm not saying there should have been any concern anyway, but I'm just saying that should be pushed aside as any kind of concern.
I would agree with that. Do you think Cleveland lets him go and lets him come here?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, I think the Titans can kind of make it work maybe with a different title. It's just hard for me to buy. You know, maybe if it was a division rival, it might be different. If it was an NFC team, it'd probably be even easier, right?
Yeah.
But I can't see Cleveland not letting him go. I suppose Jimmy Haslam, you never want to say never with anything with that guy, right? But
going. You will remain here.
Exactly. You sit there and you like it. Joe Bitone is your guy. I don't see it. I mean, I think anybody who's a reasonable person is going to let this happen. So I expect it to happen.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Mark in Nashville. Mark, good morning, buddy. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, what's up, Robbie? Hey, Joe.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, y'all need to say your friend, your good friend, Mark. You know, I kind of not
buddy.
Hearing that. And, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're
best
right.
Friend, Mark.
Right. I'm sorry, Robbie.
BFF hey, Mark on the line.
Hey, that was a good hire the Titans made, offensive-minded guy Callahan. Joe, he'll probably go get his friend from over at Kentucky, Liam, and bring him as his OC. There was talk Thomas Brown might have a connection and be that OC, but I think he's going to go with the guy from Kentucky. But I think that's a good hire. And, yeah, they'll let his father come there. And he's a good offensive line coach, one of the top two in the NFL. But, Joe, I got a riff with you this morning. You've been on the Lions all season. But, Joe, Robbie, give Mark credit. Who said who was going to be in the NFC title game this year? Who called it?
I called it,
Joe.
Man, Joe didn't want to listen.
I forgot.
No, Joe didn't want to listen, Joe.
Good call.
Oh, that's a good call, Joe. Give me credit, Joe. That's a good call. And, Robbie, it ought to be your guys, the Green Bay Packers, in that game, too. They had that game. They played the 49ers today. I don't think – I believe Detroit's going to beat them Sunday, Joe. I believe it's going to be a rerun – from the previous game this year when the Ravens and the Lions played in Baltimore. I think that's going to be the Super Bowl this year. So I'm going with that pick as my Super Bowl this going to the Super Bowl this Sunday. So, Joe, you need to come on now. You're from Detroit, man. I was born up there, Joe, but for a hot minute. And two, Joe, when you get 70, man, just go get you some Botox or something. You'll be all right. You ain't going to look bad, man. You ain't going to look bad. You like to do it.
How do you know I'm not already? How do you know I'm not already? Come on.
Oh, Joe, you good, man. You good. Do like they do in Hollywood, Joe. Go find you somebody from Sweden or something and pay him and give him some Botox. You'll be good, Joe.
Mark, we love you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Hey, y'all have a good one, man.
You too, man.
All right, Mark.
Somebody from Sweden.
What's he trying to say? Some Sweden, yeah.
What do you make of Botox?
Well,
maybe so. What do you make of the Liam Cohen idea that he threw out there? It's a very popular idea over the last couple weeks of Liam Cohen being the next OC for the Titans.
Yeah, I think there are two obvious candidates, and he's one of them. And, of course, I know Wildcat Twitter. What do we call Kentucky? Just Kentucky Twitter? Twitter? What is it? Does it have a
Blue
name?
Twitter? I don't know.
Michelle Twitter. Well, could be that. They're all up in arms because he was going to go to the Bears, and there's other teams that have been sniffing around Liam Cohen, and he had some quote like "I'm not leaving it" or whatever. And now it's like, oh great, so just go to the freaking Titans then. Yeah, I think it makes sense, but I don't think you have to do that. Obviously, I think that would be great for Will Levis. It's the same basic offense. You've got a guy. They obviously had a great relationship in 2021 at Kentucky. I mean, look, I've talked to Liam Cohen about Will Levis. I don't know if there's a bigger fan who's a coach who's a bigger fan of a player in the NFL. Like, he's a all-out, full-on believer in Will Levis. But I think you make a good case for Thomas Brown, too. You know, as we've talked about with him, you know, McVay guy and so he's in that same tree. He interviewed with the Titans. My understanding is the interview was good, and this is what happened with Matt LaFleur when they hired Mike Vrabel. You know, they interviewed him for head coach. They offered him the OC. He had a chance to come call plays, and he took it. That's an interesting thing. Again, you know, LaFleur left McVay to come here to call plays.
Right.
Now, you know, if you're Thomas Brown, is it appealing? It's certainly appealing to get the heck out of Carolina and get away from that mess. But how appealing is it to come here to be the OC but not be the play caller? You know, it's an interesting point. But then again, you know, here we go. Mike McDaniel and now Brian Callahan are guys who have gotten head coaching jobs without being play calling OCs.
More of your thoughts on the hiring of Brian Callahan coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. What does this mean for the path forward for the Titans? With the philosophy, with the approach, maybe even some analytics, which were discussed yesterday after his hiring. We'll get into all that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. We are broadcasting live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Game Nashville Studios. Keeping your home feeling comfortable, all year round. The Titans hiring Brian Callahan to be their next head coach, former offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. Taking your thoughts on that, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, as you laid out, there's no guarantee, I guess, that Brian Callahan will be the one calling plays here in Nashville as head coach. Now, I think it makes sense for him to do that. I think that that would be kind of a natural progression as the next step there. Quite frankly, I think that would be an attractive thing, and that's kind of the new way of doing things with some of these offensive coaches, is they're the ones calling plays. And, you know, it goes back to the offensive coordinator part of this too. If you lose your OC, at least you don't lose your play caller at that point. So we'll see if that actually happens, as most people expect it will with Brian Callahan. How much concern do you have, and how much concern do you think is fair that he has not called plays on a consistent basis to this point in his NFL career? And is that, look, we've seen examples of guys that haven't called plays that have stepped in, done a nice job whenever they get the opportunity to call plays. You know, I brought up the Nathaniel Hackett example the other day, right? Of he was the OC in Green Bay. Matt LaFleur was the play caller. Hackett gets the head coaching job in Denver, and he's calling plays for the first time. And needless to say, it did not go well. Now, that doesn't mean that Brian Callahan won't go well, but how much of a concern is it in your mind, if you're a Titans fan, that he has not called plays to this point?
Crap, I forgot to put Hack in my comp. Gosh darn it, Robbie. Sorry. And you even talked about it yesterday. It's my fault. No, it's my fault. Yeah, I think it's not nothing, okay? Because there is a certain art to it. There's just a certain, and I just think some people have. I think there's a certain in the moment. It's you plan and prepare for everything. You script a bunch of stuff. Scripting offense at the beginning of games, that's a Bill Walsh West Coast offense thing. That's the foundation of this offense. That's who started it, is the whole scripting, the early stuff. But you can plan for everything and all that stuff. You can have all the counters in mind. You can break all your tendencies. And still, in the moment, some people just have a certain je ne sais quoi, okay, that some people don't have.
Nice.
But I'm going to read this quote. Thank you. I took 5 years of French. I'm gonna read this quote from Zach Taylor and Paul Daner's really good comp. By the way, one thing he wrote about here is how weather messed everything up, and so he was actually gonna drive to Nashville, but the Titans like, oh no, we'll send you a plane. Like, everything about this process said that from the start, Brian Callahan was their guy. And that's what everything tells us, about their actions. But here's a quote from Zach Taylor about play calling. Quote, "That's just people that don't actually know. He needs to call plays? Why? Nobody can say that. It's something people parrot out there. He's been the coordinator here for 5 years. He coordinates everything having to do with it. He establishes the whole structure of our offense. On game day, he and I are in constant communication. That is calling plays. That's establishing an offense. He knows everything I go through on a daily basis as a head coach. He and I both. He's as prepared as anybody can be prepared for it." End quote. So,
well, I don't doubt anything. I don't doubt any of that. There is a difference, though, between being right. involved in the process and actually being the one that has to come up with the play call. And I appreciate Zach Taylor in those comments, but there is a difference.
Sure. Yeah. No, I agree. But I think there are differences. So, for example, let's take Arthur Smith, who worked out well here.
Yep.
But Arthur Smith had been here through different, he'd been here through Malarkey and all that stuff, right? Different offense. And so he learns a new scheme. He's tight ends coach. And Vrabel liked him a lot. Obviously, in 1 year, I guess he became his buddy in 1 year. You're my buddy. I'm going to hire you, buddy. But, 1 year as head coach or as tight ends coach, LaFleur leaves, and it's like, boom. Call plays in this offense. Let's keep doing this offense. You've been in it 1 year. Call plays, right? This is ownership of the offense. I agree with you. There's still a difference. There's still the in the moment play call. What's the right play call? Boom, right. Boom. What are they going to do? You got to be, cat and mouse with the other guy. But I think there is a difference with the total ownership of the offense, immersion, putting everything together for years, and like, what you see a lot of times when people get elevated as a play caller. And sometimes you see people, Ben Johnson, was he like tight ends coach maybe with the Lions or something? He had never done any of this, they fire Anthony Lynn or Dan Campbell takes play call away from him in his first season. They stunk. I mean, who knows if he was the problem. They just stunk, right? But they give it to Ben Johnson, and all of a sudden he turns into a genius calling plays. And also, all of a sudden, their roster got really good. I mean, that's part of it too. But it's a fascinating topic, the whole thing about play calling and all that. As I think McDaniel is one of those situations where it was a question.
Yeah.
It's always going to be a question. But he's a good example of, that guy seems pretty good. Designing offense, being creative, calling his own plays when he had an opportunity.
Well, one of the things, if I'm a Titans fan, that excites me, you listed the quarterbacks that he's worked with before, be it Peyton Manning or Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, obviously Joe Burrow in Cincinnati. I also look at the coaches too, right? Like Jim Caldwell has worked with some good quarterbacks. He's worked with Jim Caldwell, John Gruden, Gary Kubiak, obviously Zach Taylor. I mean, there's Josh McDaniels in there too, so you can think of that what you will. But I mean, there's an extensive list of coaches that have been around the league for a long time and have been around the game for a long time that he's been in contact with. And part of what makes you or breaks you, Joe, as a new coach, as you know, is what kind of a staff can you assemble? Like what's your coaching staff look like? How many people do you know? And we've talked about his father. That should be a big help in that area as well. But he's been around long enough where I would think, like his Rolodex and his ability to build a staff, that'd be one of the questions I'd be asking if I were the Titans. And based on his background, I feel like they should have an opportunity to put together a pretty good staff here under Brian Callahan.
No, I agree, and that's a huge part of it. Amy Adams Strunk said in her 5-minute video that it's a huge part of it. The staff, I think that's one of the criticisms of Vrabel. I think that along with just obviously the losing and all the stuff that was going on behind the scenes, staff decisions and injuries, and there's another thing that we can talk about at some point today, but Brian Callahan's off season will be very different from Mike Vrabel's. Vrabel was a little bit more old school, although they tried to do a lot of different things to give guys days off and try to manage this, right? I mean, they were trying a lot of things to manage the injuries and cut them down and give guys breaks. But the Bengals offseason has been basically well known as like the lightest in the league. So that's something to keep in mind. But as far as the staff, yeah, he's got connections. And, of course, so does his dad.
Yep.
For sure. So this is where you would hope that would pay off. It's going to be very interesting. Does anybody with the Bengals now come with him in an elevated role? He's not going to like Dan Pitcher, I think, is the plan. He's not going to try to take him. He's the plan for Zach Taylor to be the OC there. But could anybody else come? If he gets his dad as O-line coach, and then to me, like either Thomas Brown or Liam Coleman's OC, I mean, that's a good start. It's a very good start. D coordinator, that's going to be really interesting.
Yep.
That's the thing. You still have to, have a D coordinator if you get an offensive head coach. And if you're good, you still have to potentially worry about losing them eventually. But that's still the better than the other way around to me.
Let's go back to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Jaden. Jaden, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to speak on the hire of Callahan. I like it. I like the offensive head coach. Listening to Jared's show yesterday, I think he encouraged everybody that we should not want a defensive head coach, and we didn't get one. Pretty happy with the hire. I think he's done a good job throughout his tenure in the NFL. I'm excited to see what he does here in Tennessee. But I have two questions for you guys. And number one is, do you think we could possibly see T. Higgins come to the Titans this offseason? And my second question is, I don't know if y'all know, but will we hear from Callahan today or this week at all, maybe in his introductory press conference? But I'll hang up and listen. Have a good one, guys.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Jaden. On the second point, Joe, nothing's been announced yet, but I would imagine at some point this week there will be a press conference with Brian Callahan as the new head coach of the Tennessee Titans. So we'll see what happens on that front and when specifically that is. Could be today. Could be tomorrow. We'll wait and see what happens on that front, but it's going to happen this week.
Yeah, probably today or tomorrow would be my guess.
The T. Higgins part of this is very interesting. We can get into that coming up next. But obviously, pretty easy connection to draw from Brian Callahan and working with T. Higgins to what that could mean if he becomes a free agent. We'll get into that coming up next as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. I got some tickets to give away to see Stained with special guest Seether at First Bank Amphitheater coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd. Be caller 5-615-737-1025 is our number. 615-737-1025. Caller 5 will win a pair of tickets to see Stained with special guest Seether at First Bank Amphitheater coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd. So Jaden, in the last segment, Joe called in and asked about T. Higgins. Obviously a natural connection there with Brian Callahan as the OC for T. Higgins' entire career to this point. T. Higgins, we'll see what happens with him via free agency. If he makes it to that point, whether or not Cincinnati decides to franchise tag him, there's a lot that has to actually happen for T. Higgins to make it to free agency, to become available for the Titans. But let's say, for the sake of argument, that he does become a free agent and that Cincinnati decides to go in a different direction. Does this make it more likely in your mind that T. Higgins could end up with the Tennessee Titans with Brian Callahan now the head coach?
It's a great question. You know, I don't know, you know, how much T. Higgins likes Brian Callahan, you know. But obviously they've worked closely together. Things have gone pretty well there. You know, if you're T. Higgins, there's a lot of things that could happen. The Bengals, of course, could tag him. And they could tag him and they could trade him. And that's another thing here. So, you know, I mean, there's still – the Bengals still kind of hold cards here in this situation, but – if they decide that, you know, that they can't make it work, then you would think that this would be a prime possibility. You know, if you're T. Higgins, if you are out there on the open market, where on the list is like the coach who ran the offense you've been in that you succeeded in, that if you liked working with him, that you liked working with, where is it on the list that also includes what's the roster look like? You know, I shouldn't say do they throw it, he knows what the offense is, but what's the roster look like, how good are they, what's the money situation compared to other places? I mean, if he's out there, he is a highly coveted guy, but you have to assume there's some benefit to that if it gets to that, right? You have to assume that, considering all the success he's had and considering what the word on Brian Callahan is in general, that it would be a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, look, T. Higgins is from the state. Not that that's the be-all, end-all. I mean, really, I mean, it's going to come down to the money, right? Like, money is a big part of it, and who's willing to pay him money where he's got an opportunity in his mind to, you know, be a number one guy and go try to win. And like I said, Cincinnati, what are they going to do? Are they going to franchise tag him? Are they going to be able to come to terms with a long-term deal? Because I still think their hope, and it makes sense, would be to have Burrow locked up long-term, Ja'Marr Chase eventually locked up long-term, and T. Higgins. Now, if the money, if it comes down to it, my guess is, Joe, they've already got Burrow locked up, and, I mean, they would choose Ja'Marr Chase over T. Higgins, would be my guess. So, you know, look, we've talked to Charles Robinson at different points about that throughout the year, and he says he thinks there's a real possibility that, you know, T. Higgins could end up out there and available. So we'll see. There's a lot that has to go down between now and then, but I would think that this doesn't hurt the Titans' chances to get that done. And we've talked about the holes they got to fill, and it starts on the offensive line. But getting T. Higgins in here would be obviously a huge boost to this team. It is interesting too, Joe, because, look, the Bengals have had their own offensive line struggles. We saw that up close and personal here in the playoff game a couple years ago, right, where, you know, the Titans got 9 sacks in the game. It was well documented how bad that offensive line was for Cincinnati, and yet they found their way to the Super Bowl. Now, they also had Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, which helps you offset an offensive line a little bit. But Brian Callahan was a part of that. He was able to overcome a bad offensive line. And I tell you another thing that makes that pretty interesting, Joe, that I thought about last night. Look, the Bengals had a chance with a pretty high draft pick, and they had their choice between Ja'Marr Chase and Penei Sewell, offensive tackle, and they went Ja'Marr Chase. Everybody just assumes the Titans are going to take an offensive tackle, and I still think that makes by far the most sense for them to do. But it is an interesting situation. Like, if there's a skill player there that they absolutely love, be that a Brock Bowers or a Malik Nabers or whoever it is. We've seen Brian Callahan be involved with a team that took the skill guy over the offensive line guy, and it worked out pretty well for that team. So I'm just saying, thought about that last night.
Yeah, no, it's a fair thing. Someone brought that up in the text line too. Like, based on past history, maybe he wouldn't take the tackle. We do have – it's always good on days like this to balance things out with some negative thoughts, sure. I think. So Ben in the text line, driven by WilsonHyundai.com, says, O-line development. I think Brian's O-lines have been very underwhelming, even if they supposedly revamped it after the Super Bowl, and that's our biggest issue already. Most of my family are Bengals fans, and they're glad he's gone because Burrow has been hurt too much. I think it's a good hire, but only if he gets a good O-line coach. Yeah, look, hey, I mean, it's a fair – like, protection of Burrow has not been up to par. They had – as we talked about, they made that choice. People ripped that choice. I think the reason I wouldn't necessarily look at that choice and say that's what he's – you know, that's just what he – how he thinks. I mean, Jamar Chase is – it's Jamar freaking Chase.
I know.
You know?
Like, I think it'd be just one thing if they had a chance to take Marvin Harrison, right?
Exactly. So if – but and look – maybe they think that Roma Dunze is that level of guy or yep. something like that. But I still – I would put good money on if they're just at seven and Joe Alt is there for them, that they would go that route. And look, Brian Callahan, I agree on the O-line coach. I think that's important. I think having Bill Callahan in would be a huge deal for the Titans. Also, you know, this is something where – that is a fair criticism of him, and maybe you learn from that and maybe change a little bit moving forward and put more emphasis. Again, put more emphasis on it. The Bengals did put a lot of emphasis on it. They didn't draft Sewell that day, who, by the way, is probably going to be the most fun right tackle in the history of the league to watch as he runs all over the field blasting people with the Lions. But they had put a lot of resources into trying to fix the line after they made the Super Bowl with a bad one.
So let me ask you this. You know, in terms of the organization now, you've got your guy. He's an offensive guru, whatever term you want to use there. He's, you know, a young and up-and-coming offensive hire. And then there's the collaboration buzzword part of this, too. You know, Amy Adams Strunk said at the end of this, she was going to let everybody know who's got final say, what that structure looks like with Rand Carthon in place and that partnership. So how do you view that now with Brian Callahan being the guy? What do you think the final say structure looks like, and what does this hire tell you about the path the Titans are trying to take forward here with kind of that new age of thinking offensive football in the NFL?
Well, I hope they do. I hope they don't go to the, well, we're just going to collaborate, you know, because she said she's going to say it, so just say it. To me, Rand Carthon led this search, got his guy. Rand Carthon's the GM. Rand Carthon has the final say. I mean, that to me is what it should be. You know, Kyle Shanahan goes to San Francisco and it's more like he picked the GM and all that stuff. Well, Kyle Shanahan had also been a Super Bowl OC in Atlanta. And before that, of course, he had worked with his dad.
Brian Callahan was the Super Bowl OC in Cincinnati. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I guess – like, Kyle Shanahan, by the time he got that job, was like the chosen one.
He was.
You know
he
what
was
I mean?
Very coveted, yes.
So, I don't have a problem if it's the other way around. And it's like, and essentially it comes down to Brian has final say, and who knows what the conversations were in the interview process. He certainly could have been hired by somebody else, and they certainly didn't let him leave yesterday. Is that something that he wanted to hammer out? I don't know. To me, it should be Carthon. By the way, just real quick, you know, that Mike Shanahan staff with Washington, okay, 10 years ago, you got Kyle as the OC, LaFleur QB coach, Sean McVay tight ends coach, Mike McDaniel offensive assistant, Raheem Morris defensive back coach, and Bobby Slowick defensive assistant.
That's pretty good.
That's all right. That's not bad. And he's the godfather, you know, Mike Shanahan. But yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it is a collaboration. It would be good to have just the clarification on that. Do they think enough of Brian Callahan? And maybe, again, was it part of a negotiation that it's like, yeah, okay, you're the coach. You've got final say. You've got the McVay situation. You got the Shanahan situation. Or is it, because Carthon hired him and they went through it, that, you know, Carthon now is a more traditional GM. Either way, yes, it's a collaboration, of course. All of these things have to be – every team in this league better be a collaboration or else I don't think there's any way to succeed.
You know what's really funny? Like the coaching staff you just listed off that was in Washington under Shanahan, yeah, they went 6-10, 5-11, 10-6, 3-13. That just kind of goes to show you how important ownership is in this league.
And players.
Yeah.
Yeah. Players are more important than coaches.
It's pretty incredible with that coaching staff that was the case. By the way, Ed on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com says, who will be the first reporter to ask about the role of blocking wide receivers? I nominate you, Rex Road.
Well, I mean, specifically, I'm going to say, will you re-sign NWI and will it be a max deal?
How impressed were you by NWI's blocking when you watched it on film? Is that why you took the job?
That's a good follow-up.
Question needs to be
asked. I'll save that for later. That's right.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Caroline Fenton. We'll get her thoughts on the hiring of Brian Callahan as the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.